The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Third Canto, Chapter number 21, Text number 23. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on May 17th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Third Canto, Chapter 21, Conversation between Manu and Gardama, text number 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Vritvata Vachaityam Me. Paraiva Samayojitat. Yadartam Atma Niyamais. Tvayaivaham samarjitaha. Tvayaivaham samarjitaha. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Viridvatava chaityang me. Paraiva samayojitat. Yadartam atma niyamais. Tvayaivaham samarchita. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord said, having come to know what was in your mind, I've already arranged for that for which you have worshipped me well through your mental and sensory discipline. Purport. Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His Paramatma feature, is situated in everyone's heart. He knows, therefore, the past, present, and future of every individual person, as well as his desires, activities, and everything about him. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that He is seated in the heart as a witness. The Personality of Godhead knew the heart's desire of Kardama Muni, and He had already arranged for the fulfillment of His desires. He never disappoints a sincere devotee regardless of what he wants, but He never allows anything which will be detrimental to the individual's devotional service.
Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Dam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitam Shcha.
So, this is indeed wonderful. Krishna fulfills the desires of his devotee. His sincere devotee, but regardless of what he wants. But there is a condition here. He never gives anything which is detrimental to the devotee's devotional service. So what does this mean? This means that Krishna is always giving to his devotees that which is beneficial for the devotional service.
Това, което е благоприятно за тяхното предано служене.
We think in terms of the dualities. This is good, this is bad. This was my good fortune, this was my bad fortune. But actually there's not such thing as bad fortune, misfortune. Because Krishna is arranging everything, not only for the devotees, but for every single living entity throughout the totality of existence.
Всъщност Кришна урежда всичко не само за своите преродани, а за всяко едно живо същество в цялото съществуване.
He is arranging everything that is most beneficial for them to come to the point of pure devotional service.
Той урежда всичко за тях, което е най-благоприятно, за да се издигнат до чистото предано служение.
Therefore, is there anything to lament about?
Има ли нещо, за което човек трябва да скърби?
Is there ever any reason to lament about anything?
Изобщо има ли някога някаква причина човек да скърби за нещо?
Every event actually is seen by the pure devotee as something for rejoicing.
Всяко събитие, което се случва, чистият преродан гледа на него като причина за радост.
Because everything is for the benefit of my becoming absorbed in pure devotional service.
Защото всичко ми помага да се потопя в чисто преродано служение.
Because we are still on the bodily platform, we think otherwise.
Но тъй като ние все още се намираме на телесна платформа, ние мислиме друго яче.
So, what benefit are we gaining from that bodily platform?
Но каква е ползата от така или иначе от тази телесна платформа?
What are we getting out of it? Anything positive?
Какво получаваме от нея? Нещо позитивно?
Holding on to the bodily consciousness.
Като се оставаме в това телесно съзнание.
It's a disease. It's a mental disease.
Това е болест. Това е психическа болест.
It's the psychology of a madman.
Това е психологията на един луд човек.
So therefore we should kick it out.
Затова ние трябва да изоставим, да изритаме това.
And try to see everything in relation with Krishna.
И да се опитаме да виждаме всичко в връзката му с
Кришна. Напрахишат прияң прапья, норвиджат прапьяча прием, стирабуджирасанг мудо, брамманистита. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 19. A person who does not rejoice upon attaining something pleasant, nor lament upon obtaining something unpleasant.
Bhagavad Gita се казва, че една личност, която не се радва, когато постигне нещо желано, или не скърби, когато има нещо нежелано.
Who is self-controlled, unbewildered.
Която е себе контролираща се и не се обърква.
And who knows the science of God.
И която познава науката за Бога.
Is already situated in transcendence.
Такава личност вече е установена в трансценденталността.
So devotees, such a realized devotee doesn't become all excited when some good thing happens.
Такъв осъзнат преданен не се въодушевява прекалено, когато нещо хубаво му се случи.
Oh, just see how great I am. I deserved this.
И да си каже, о, вижте колко велик съм. Аз го заслужавам това.
Haribol, I'm so great. I deserve this. I got this because I'm so great.
Haribol, аз съм толкова велик и затова заслужавам това, което получих.
No. He thinks actually I deserve to be punished for my unlimited sins, but Krishna has kindly given me some mercy.
Не, той си мисли, аз заслужавам да бъда наказан заради безкрайните ми прегрешения, но Кришна ми е дал някаква милост.
And if some great difficulty comes, some calamity comes.
Но ако дойде някаква трудност, някаква беда,
he thinks, well, Krishna has arranged this for me to purify me. This is also his kindness.
Той казва, Кришна аранжира това да ме пречисти и това е неговата милост.
So in this way, the devotee always remains equipoised. And happiness, he sees happiness and distress as the same thing.
Така преданият винаги остава уравновесен в щастие и в нещастие. Това за него е едно и
също. They are both equally the mercy of Krishna.
Защото той вижда в тях милостта на Кришна.
Bhayas parsheshva saktatman vindat yatmani yatsukam sabrahma yoga yuktatma sukam akshayam ashnute. That's the 20th verse in chapter number 5 of Bhagavad Gita.
Това е предишният стих от 5-та глава на Бхагавад Гита, 20.
Describing this person who is equipoised.
Където се описва тази личност, която е уравновесена.
Krishna says such a liberated soul is not attracted to material sense pleasure.
Krishna казва, че такава освободена душа не е привлечена към сетивното наслаждение.
Why?
Защо?
Because he's always relishing the pleasure within.
Понеже така личност винаги вкусва удоволствието вътре в себе си.
And then Krishna further explains.
По-нататък Кришна обяснява.
Such a self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness.
Той казва, че така себе реализирал се душа се наслаждава на безгранично щастие.
Because he always concentrates on the supreme.
Защото тя винаги се съсредоточава върху върховния.
Sukham ashnayam ashnute. He enjoys unlimited happiness.
Той се наслаждава на безгранично щастие.
So we should think twice before we get all excited about material enjoyment.
Затова ние трябва да се замислиме два пъти преди да се въодушевим от материалното наслаждение.
Because as soon as you indulge in material enjoyment, what are you setting yourself up for?
Защото веднъж този човек се ангажира в сетивно наслаждение, за какво се подготвя?
The other side of the coin.
Подготвя се за другата страна на монетата.
If you want to enjoy your senses, then you have to suffer also.
Ако искате да се наслаждавате на сетивата си, ще трябва и да страдате.
The material senses cannot give you unlimited pleasure.
Защото материалните сетива не могат да ви дадат безгранично удоволствие.
It's always sukha, dukkha, sukha, dukkha, happiness and distress.
Винаги има тази двойственост, щастие и нещастие, сукха, дукха.
So if you want to enjoy your senses, you will have to suffer also.
Ако искате да се
again and again and again.
Наслаждавате на сетивата си, ще трябва да страдате също така, отново и отново.
So the intelligent person, instead of trying to enjoy his senses, let me enjoy Krishna's giving pleasure to Krishna. Let that be my pleasure.
Интелигентната личност си мисли, вместо да се наслаждавам сетивата, нека да оставя наслаждение на сетивата на Кришна и това да бъде моето удовлетворение, удоволствие.
Let me always think, speak and act in all times, places and circumstances in a way that is pleasing to Krishna.
Нека винаги да мисля, да говоря и да действам във всички обстоятелства и по всяко време само за удоволствието на Кришна.
And then you immediately become blissful, enjoy unlimited happiness.
Такава личност незабавно става блаженна и се наслаждава на безгранично.
If your only happiness is to give happiness to Krishna.
Ако вашето единствено щастие е да носите щастие на Кришна,
then you can enjoy unlimited happiness.
Тогава вие може да се наслаждавате на безгранично щастие.
So this is the intelligent thing, you see.
Това е интелигентност.
Some people say, "Oh, I've been chanting, but I'm not tasting anything. I'm not tasting any bliss. What am I doing wrong?"
Някои хора казват, аз мантрувам, обаче не вкусвам никакво блаженство. Какво ли правя погрешно?
What you're doing wrong is you're trying to taste the bliss.
Това, което правите погрешно, че се опитвате да вкусите блаженство.
Krishna consciousness means to give bliss to Krishna.
Кришна съзнание означава да се дава блаженство на
Кришна. Even if I have to burn in hell for all of eternity, that's alright.
Дори да трябва да горя в ада за цяла вечност, това е приемам го.
If I can please Krishna by burning in hell for eternity, then that I'm willing to do.
Ако трябва да удовлетворя Кришна като горя в ада докато мантрувам.
Devotee is not concerned with his own happiness.
Преданият не е загрижен за своето собствено щастие.
He simply wants to give pleasure to Krishna.
Той просто иска да достави удоволствие на Кришна.
And in that state, he enjoys unlimited happiness.
И тогава в това състояние той се наслаждава на безкрайно щастие.
So that's the insider's secret, how to taste unlimited happiness.
Ето това е така вътрешна тайна как човек може да се наслади.
Don't try to get happiness.
Не се опитвайте да получите щастие.
Try to give happiness.
Опитайте се да дадете щастие.
And then you will get it naturally.
И тогава ще го получите по естествено.
If you try to get happiness,
опитвайки се да получите
щастие, instead of giving happiness,
вместо да давате,
sometimes you will get it, sometimes you won't.
Понякога ще го получите, понякога.
It'll be off and on.
То ще се включва и изключва.
Sukha-dukha.
Щастие и нещастие.
But if you're always trying to give happiness to Krishna,
но ако винаги се опитвате да дадете щастие на Кришна,
to Guru,
на Гуру,
and to Vaishnavas,
и на Вайшнавите,
then you will taste unlimited happiness.
Тогава вие ще вкусите безгранично щастие.
So in this way, try to understand what is this wonderful bhakti science.
Този начин се опитвате да разберете тази прекрасна наука за бхакти.
And mold your life accordingly. If you do so, you'll be the happiest person in the world. No one will be able to taste such a pleasure as you. So, any questions? Okay, we'll go with you.
Krishna fulfills everybody's desire, and he never gives anything which is
unfavorable
for Krishna consciousness.
That's right.
Now, this is very graphic. Like within our movement, those devotees who have come. So, is there their fall downs are by Krishna's mercy? Is Krishna fulfilling their desires?
No, the reaction for their fall down is Krishna's mercy. Their fall down is their stupidity. But the reaction they get for their fall down, that is Krishna's mercy. The suffering they go through when they fall down, that is Krishna's mercy.
Then if that reaction is Krishna's mercy, then let him translate.
Yeah.
Въпросът на Матаджи беше, тъй като тук се казва, че Кришна изпълнява желанията на всички, но по такъв начин, който да благоприятства правилното служене на преднададения. Нейният въпрос беше, в нашето движение имаме случаи на преднададени, които са паднали от правилното служене, и тя пита, това ли е милостта на Кришна към тях. И отговор е, че не, милостта на Кришна е реакциите, които те трябва да изстрадат заради това, че са паднали, а в тяхното падане е тяхна собствена глупост.
So how is that favorable for the devotees Krishna consciousness?
Как това е благоприятно за Кришна съзнание на преднададени?
The suffering they experience when they fall down is a very sobering experience.
Страданието, което те изпитват, когато са паднали, е много отрезвяващо.
They were intoxicated with material desires. Instead of thinking this is wrong, they went ahead and fulfilled that material desire. You see, they fell down. And then, kawam, they get the reaction. Just like one godbrother, he fell down with another godbrother's wife, and he spoiled two marriages. His own marriage was spoiled, and the other godbrother's marriage was spoiled.
Както един мой духовен брат падна с ангажира се с...
And the child that was produced of his from his fall down, he was deformed. He was mentally retarded and physically deformed child.
Той се ожени за съпругата на друг духовен брат и по този начин развали два брака, но резултата от детето, което беше от...
It's a very good lesson.
Брак беше... физически деформирано и грозно.
But then all the cases are different cases, like the sannyasis, you know. All the cases are different, the sannyasis falling down.
Yes, one man's food is another man's poison. The house sitter makes his wife pregnant, that's glorious. But if a sannyasi makes a woman pregnant, that's a great fall down. Yeah.
Има разлика между това, каква личност е паднала, ако един саньяси падне, примерно за един семен е славно да съпругата му да забремене, но ако е една жена забремене от саньяси, това е голямо падение.
She still does not understand how this is favorable for
them. The fall down is not favorable, but the reaction for the fall down is always to rectify the mentality of the devotee.
Самото падане не е милостта на Кришна, но реакцията е винаги за да...
The fall down is not Krishna's arrangement.
Падането не е аранжимент на Кришна.
That's when the devotee deviates from the wonderful arrangements of Krishna.
Това се случва, когато преднададен се отклони от аранжимента.
But the misuse of his tiny, insignificant independence.
Когато преднаденият злоупотреби със своята малка, незначителна независимост.
Is that clear? It's a difference. The fall down is not the Krishna's mercy. The reaction for the fall down is Krishna's mercy.
Падането не е милостта на Кришна, реакцията е милостта на Кришна.
The fall down is that the thing they desired.
Падането е това, което те са желали, така, нали така?
Of course.
And да. How their desire was fulfilled.
И тогава, това е било изпълнено от тях.
Well, you have an itch and you scratch it, you know.
Ако човек има някакъв нещо го сърби, той се...
Oh, I'm really itching. You know. They have an itch and they scratch it.
But according to Bhagavad Gita also it says that there are three or four factors happens when Lord sanctions it. Only then everything gets done.
Krishna has to sanction it. That's a fact. Krishna has to sanction their fulfilling that desire. That's a fact.
Bhagavad Gita se kazva che ima повече фактори за да случи нещо и крайният фактор е разрешението на Кришна.
It's all his energy.
Всъщност всичко е негова енергия. Той...
But that means it's, that doesn't mean it's Krishna's fault. Oh, Krishna did it.
Това не означава, че това е...
I didn't have illicit sex. Krishna did. Krishna did it. Not just the instrument.
Това не означава, че Кришна е виновен.
No way. That doesn't work that way. It's a very handy rationalization. Well, I didn't fall down.
Аз не съм паднал.
It's just the modes of nature, you know. It doesn't work that way. I mean, maybe you think a very nice way to rationalize your way out of it, but it doesn't work. You may try that excuse, but the Yamadutas will not buy it. They won't buy that excuse. They'll come and say, well, my dear Yamadutas, I didn't do it. It was the modes. To Yamaraj, you go. They won't buy any excuse. Well, the modes did it. It was the fault of my parents. They abused me. So now, you know. You're responsible. If you violate the laws of nature, you are responsible. And the Yamadutas will come to hold you accountable for whatever you have done to violate the laws of nature. Some lady wrote me, she said, well, I have this boyfriend and he got me pregnant and he wants me to abort the child. And so I told her not to, but she did it anyway. And then she wants to know if it's okay, you know, can I be forgiven, you know. So I had to tell her, well, you know, that now you'll have to be aborted in your next life. That's your reaction. The only possible way to get out of it is to completely give up material sense gratification, surrender to Krishna, become a pure devotee. Otherwise, you will have to take birth and be aborted in your next life. Laws of nature are very strict. You can't do whatever you want and expect to get away with it. You may evade the Bulgarian police, but you will not evade the Yamaduta police. They have a much better law enforcement program than, much more stringent. Yeah.
По-добре, отколкото заслужавам, защото това е начина, по който общувам с бахтите. Но голяма част от тях присъждават точно обратното, че са по-зле, отколкото заслужават и гледат на мене малко, като на не много интелигентен, да не кажа глупак. И трябва ли да продължавам да им казвам? И съм по-добре.
In his job, when his colleagues ask him, how do you feel? And he says, better than I deserve.
But better than?
Than I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the opposite mood. When you ask them how they are, they say, oh, I'm worse than I deserve. So they look at him kind of strange. So should he continue to say like that?
Yes, he must be considered strange. In a world where everyone is material, a spiritual person will naturally be considered strange. Actually, if they didn't think we are strange, then we should worry. Maybe I'm not properly situated in Krishna consciousness. If they think I'm normal, then I must have fallen down in Krishna consciousness. In a material atmosphere, a spiritual person must be considered strange. It's like the reporter asked Prabhupada, he said, Swamiji, why do you ask your followers to dress in such a strange fashion and play drums on the street?
Както един журналист попитал Шила Прабхупад защо кара своите последователи да се обличат толкова странно и да пеят по улиците.
Prabhupada said, yes, they must be considered strange because you are all material and they are spiritual.
Шила Прабхупад казал, да, те трябва да бъдат смятани за странни, защото вие сте материалисти, пък те са духовни личности.
So a devotee has to be willing to be considered strange. Actually, we're proud of being strange in this world. We're delighted to wear a dhoti, tilak, and a shaved head everywhere. Even though people think, well, this is, who is that weirdo over there with wearing a bed sheet, you know? Got some funny marking on his forehead. Some weird person. I mean, he must be crazy. They think we're nuts dressing like this. So I remember the one pujari used to, and when he would walk a half a block to the grocery store after doing his puja, he would put on karmi clothes and a hat so nobody could see his sikha. Doesn't make sense to me. Why are we afraid to be who we are, you know? I have to hide my identity. I'm embarrassed that people think I'm weird. We should be convinced that they're crazy and we're trying to save them. Is it translatable?
Yes.
We should be convinced that they're crazy and we're trying to save them. So I'm going to be Krishna conscious. Even if people can't understand it always, I'm going to tell the truth and then gradually they will understand. In India, they use the old-fashioned frisking technique, you know, when you go through security in the airport.
Yeah, they're doing everywhere.
Yeah, but now they're in. Yeah. Well, that's not everyone. But of course, in Austin, I get frisked every time now because I'm wearing a dhoti. But in India, they frisk everybody. Frisking, you know what frisking is? They feel your whole body for weapons and check your underwear and make sure there are no bombs in there and all that. So anyway, the guard, he frisked me, but he saw my tilak and he's a pious man. So he was saying, you're a devotee of Krishna? He's very happy to see some Western person has become a devotee of Krishna. That was really enlivening for him, you know.
И това, това много го въодушеви да види западен човек предан даден на Кришна.
And then he got this big smile on his face and he said, how do you feel to be a devotee?
И той се усмихна и ме попита, как се чувстваш като предан даден?
He was thinking, I'm going to say, oh, it's really bliss. And I said, it's just completely miserable. Because I see ever the whole world is suffering for a lack of Krishna consciousness. And then he became even more ecstatic. So, you know, we have to understand that this is a different consciousness, that these people are dying for this consciousness. So we should boldly share with them what is this higher state of consciousness. If we just try to merge in the society, well, I don't want to be considered weird.
Ако ние се опитаме да се слееме с обществото и да кажем, не искам да бъда смятан
за. You can't preach.
За странен, тогава ние не можем да проповядваме.
If you want to preach, you have to be considered weird. Ако искате and be proud of it. I'm weird and I'm proud.
Ако искате да бъдете да проповядвате, трябва да бъдете смятани за странни и да се гордеете с това.
Actually, I come from where we have our ashram in Austin, Texas. They have a saying in Austin. Keep Austin weird. That's a common saying. It's on t-shirts, bumper stickers. Keep Austin weird. So I feel right at home in Austin. I'm contributing to the weirdness. In Austin, it's cool to be weird, you see. It's left over from the countercultural days. It used to be the mecca for the hippies back in the 60s. All the weirdos in Texas, they all gravitated to Austin, and we had a weirdo community on the west side of the campus. So that somehow that mentality has been maintained in Austin over the last 40 years. Yeah, it's cool to be weird here in Austin. So yeah, I really feel at home when I go and land in Austin and get off the airport. Yeah, here I am in the home of the weirdos, you know. So we shouldn't be ashamed of being considered weird, you know. We should be proud of being weird. And we should teach them how to become weird also.
Yeah. When we think they are weird,
huh?
When we think we are weird, they think we are weird.
That's right.
But if we think we are of proper personality, then they also respect and inquire from us.
That's the other side of the coin. We actually know that we're not weird. But we know that they think that we're weird. But we don't care that they think that we're weird. That's the point. Actually, we know that we are not weird, and they are the true weirdos. We know that actually this is the normal dress. Kadoti, tilak, saris. This is how normal people dress. And they're wearing this weird clothes with pants and, you know, no neck beads, no tilak. It's really weird not to wear tilak, you know. Like, why are you so weird? Why don't you have tilak on, you know? What happened to you? You're not wearing tilak? What happened? Did you overslept or something? And, forgot to get dressed? It's like in India they have those Naga Babas, you see. Naked, they go naked, you see. So if you're not wearing tilak, that means you're naked. You're not dressed. Don't you feel embarrassed being naked in public? Aren't you embarrassed not wearing tilak in public? That's our actual perspective, you see. Wow, you're really weird. You don't have tilak. What happened? No, your mother didn't train you properly? This is the perspective, you see. So in this way we have to conquer the whole world. Not by guns, but by cultural conquest, you see. And if you don't wear tilak, you're really weird. Of course we don't say that, you know. But that's the culture we're creating. The proper gentleman wears tilak, dhoti, kurta, a lady wears a sari. This is the culture we're creating on this planet right now. A gentleman gets up and chants 16 rounds. A lady or a gentleman chants 16 rounds of japa mala every day. At least. This is the standard for being a gentleman, a cultured person. A cultured person would not think about illicit sex, media, intoxication, and gambling. Anyone who indulges in these things, they're not even a human being. Simply an animal, that's all. This is the culture we're creating. To save the people from degradation. So they don't have to go down to the animal kingdom in their next life. So any other question? Yeah.
Тези, които се опитваш да проповядваш, знам, че има проповедници, които се опитват да се нагодят към местната култура, естествено запазвайки есенцията на посланието на бхакти йога. И какво е неговото мнение за тази стратегия?
Isn't it that sometimes this weirdness is creating a barrier, an obstacle between us and the persons we are trying to preach to? And he knows that some preachers they try to adjust to the
Yeah, you can disguise yourself as a weirdo if you want for preaching, it's okay. Wear karmic clothes for preaching is okay. If you want to go out and distribute books and you find that wearing karmic clothes is easier, then that's fine. You can disguise yourself as a weirdo. It's okay. Some devotees prefer to go in a dhoti. And some prefer to go in karmic clothes. Somehow or other distribute the books. But if one thinks, well, I just have to merge in, you know, because otherwise how can I communicate? There is a danger there. It is said, you can go in like a needle, means you make yourself where you can easily merge in. That's called going in like a needle. But a devotee, he may go in like a needle, that's okay, but he has to come out like a plow. If you go in like a needle and come out like a needle, you lost your culture. If you can go in like a needle, that's okay, but as long as you come out like a plow, then you're all right. You understand? Yeah. We're meant to revolutionize this planet. We are not meant to merge into the karmic culture. We are meant to revolutionize the culture of this planet. So you may, just like in preaching, we may, you know, talk like an ordinary person to make some nice relationship. That's okay. Mr. Jones, how are you doing? How's your dog? You know. How was your vacation? Did you enjoy your trip to the mountains? You know, you can talk like an ordinary person. There's no harm. But you have to. But then you do that to soften them up, to make some nice, warm relationship, and then you give them Krishna. And if all you do is talk like them and you never preach, then what's the value? Better just to stay in solitude. A better thing is you come out and you preach. Make relationships with people. A devotee is friendly to every living entity. Krishna states that in Bhagavad Gita chapter 11. Text number 65. Mat karma kren mat paramod mat bhakta sangha varjita nirvaira sarva bandhishu yasumam eti pandava. My dear Arjuna, one who engages in pure devotional service free from the contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation, who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living entity, certainly comes to me. So we should be friendly to everyone. Make a nice relationship with them. And then you give them Krishna. Many times when I talk with the customer service people, you know, on the telephone, they'll say, well, you know, they have to have this advice and this and that. And they'll say, is there anything else I can do for you? That's what they'll say at the end. And I'll say, yes, chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
И накрая те ме питат, сър, мога ли да направя нещо за вас? И аз им казвам, да, повтари Харе Кришна и бъди щастлив.
We should always be trying to push forward the Krishna consciousness movement every minute, as much as we possibly can.
Това ние винаги трябва да се опитваме да разпространяваме движението за Кришна съзнание, колкото може повече.
We have to create a consciousness on this planet. If you want to be cool, then you got to be Krishna conscious. If you're not Krishna conscious, you're not cool. You're old fashioned, you know, you're left behind, you're an antique, you're a walking antique if you're not Krishna conscious. If you want to be cutting edge, you want to be state of the art, you got to be Krishna conscious. That's where it's at, Krishna consciousness. You want to be in with the in crowd? Generate Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So now we can have darshan. So we thank you all very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.